Hello, Heidi. Hello, Elisa.
Hello.
Hi, Carl.
Heidi, let's start with you. What is projection mapping?
When you experience projection mapping, you'll see a lot of movement. So, for example, on Gallier Hall, which is the centerpiece of Lunafet, you'll see columns spinning, doors and windows opening. There's fire, and it's a little bit disturbing if you're just driving by because you might believe that the building is actually on fire. It is that detailed. Things look three-dimensional. It's absolutely magical if you haven't experienced it.
Now, why would the Arts Council select this medium for this five-year effort?
One of the meta objectives of Lunafet is to position local artists to create permanent large-scale urban lighting throughout the city so that we're not separating infrastructure from art and amenity. And we have created a artist training program right after our first year in 2014 and now have been able to put more than 200 local artists through the training program. So it's going to be a reality that we can position artists to make art in everything.
Elisa, your work, Art of a Now, is a feature of this year's Lunafet. Your website states that the aesthetic and narrative choices I am making hinge on things that may be unseeable. That sounds pretty esoteric. What does that look like?
Pretty esoteric. it's really about sort of immutable culture and the idea that As of a Now is centered on cultural erasure. And so when you see vacant buildings, and that's what we're sort of replicating, you don't see what you lose by the cultures that move away. It's not always about sort of decay. It's also about erasure. It's about divestment and community. And so this is a story that happens over 100 years, and there's a sort of ghost figure that goes throughout this family's 100-year life, you know. And for me, culture, the culture that's unseeable, the idea about gestural pieces is that particularly people of color are often not portrayed in sort of mundane domestic scenarios. It's often dramatic or humorous. And so I was really interested in kind of the banality of life and what we lose when we lose those families and we lose those buildings and we lose the culture of a community. I just wanted to also shout out Dr. Yaba Blay, a professor from New Orleans, played the lead in my film, and she is not necessarily an actor, though after this I think she should be. But if people in the area know her, she does incredible work in New Orleans. You can see her in another kind of role.
So Heidi, how does the public participate in Lunafet?
Everyone needs to plan to spend about 2 hours on our campus this year. There's an arts market, so you can shop in between great local work. And then as you move down the campus, so along Lafayette Street, we have about 20 different installations by local artists. And then Elisa's piece, which I think you need to sit and spend 15 minutes with. The duration of the piece is something that I would recommend everyone sits down. We'll have day beds out there so you can sit and be comfortable and sit with the piece. And then at the other end of the campus, which is the Piazza d'Italia, we will have a preview of the crew of Vaporwave's rock opera. Piazza d'Italia projection is every hour on the half hour. The projection mappings on Gallier Hall will happen at the top of the hour. So to fit it all in, plan to spend about 2 hours on the campus.
Heidi, Elisa, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.